You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Hey, what's coming up in technology and society? One day I will succeed in having that name changed.
Yes.
Not Technobyte, Technology and Society.
Technology and Society. Yes. So I bought this little box with me over here. It looks like this. I don't know what size you would describe it as, but that is a media box.
I would describe it as a small package.
A small package, yes. Exactly. It's kind of a flat little box, if you put two cigarette boxes side by side, you kind of get it's a double the size of a CD box for those of you who still use CDs, but it's called the media box, right? And it's a device that kind of, is a media hub. And if you have a television, for example, as I have one in my household that doesn't, support the, you know, HDMI and, you know, the more modern stuff, things that they call smart TVs today. Well, this is South Africa's first kind of integrated box. And basically all it is a box that gives you access to things like DSTV, SuperSport, Showmax, Netflix, even Amazon for those of you who use it. So it turns your old TV into a smart TV and more. So it basically combines the Apple TV and those streaming devices into one little box. And it comes with the cables, which is quite cool. So, you know, even
Hold on, Aki, you're confusing me. Remember, yes. I'm very, like, dumb. I'm your perfect students. If I take this thing home, what do I do with it?
So, look, the cables are inside the box upstairs, okay. Right? So you can connect that to your network. You can connect that. You can plug a USB, for example, into that. And you can connect. You see where that little jack is, the headphone jack. Mm. So there's you plug into the headphone jack and you can plug into the old cables. There's a yellow, a red one, and a white one into the back of your TV. Mm. So it really is a streaming device and connecting to your network. You can, you know, plug in a USB. You can plug in an external drive and stream content onto your TV, you can use it on a current smart TV, but it basically comes up with a software and allows you to stream stuff. It's even got, you can stream music and that. Essentially, it's a tiny computer that integrates into your computer. So they cost around 1,800 bucks, $2,000. You can find different deals online.
Gotcha.
But it's really useful for those who want to use, things like Showmax and things like Netflix and want to stream it onto your TV. Modern TVs will allow you to do it comfortably, but older TVs don't. So that's what it's very good for. And it's a South African company. It's called MediaBox. And I'm quite impressed with the performance. And also, if you want to put your own content through there. So this is where it's going, you know. And a lot of people are now switching to these streaming kind of like services. So it's impressive to see a little box like this being able to do that kind of thing. We've been talking a lot this year about Samsung's Galaxy Note, the exploding one. Remember, the news is out that Samsung are releasing a Note 8. They expected to release this sometime in September. And really, this, I'm glad they are, because in fact, over the weekend, I was talking to someone who was showing me their Note 4, for example, and how they use the stylus. Amazing how many people use that stylus functionality. And it's just a great, great device. So I'm really glad that Samsung are relaunching the Galaxy Note 8. We don't have all the details yet, but it's going to be a premium device. It's going to be an expensive device, but for those of you who use it in their businesses and in their lives, I think it's be quite useful. Mm. And then I found this interesting research. I know you head to the gym quite often, but imagine your sweat powering your device. This is the kind of research that they are working on at the moment, and I saw this great article in the New Scientist over the weekend, and they basically have come up with this patch that takes the enzymes from your sweat, okay, and they basically use the lactate found in sweat to power a particular kind of biofuel cell. And the sweat basically that comes from the person's muscles is used to re-energize the device. So in future, you might not have to charge your smartwatch that you're wearing that does your exercise and read your heart rate. They also saying they can use the same kind of biofuels to read glucose levels in people with diabetes, for example, without the need of using needles and blood samples. So this is the world that we're living in, where you're going to have these kind of patches. They already have one, Eusebius. And that developed in Singapore. It's a patch that people use who have got Alzheimer's. Now, you know, people who have got Alzheimer's, you know, shake a lot. So what this patch does, it picks up the shaking that comes from the person who has Alzheimer's. Parkinson's disease. Alzheimer's is the mind. Mm. But people who have Parkinson's disease shake like this. So what this does, the patch, which has the dosage of the medicine that the person needs built into the patch, it reads from your vibration when it should dispatch the medication inside your body. So I found that quite interesting. And then finally, I've got this one.
And you said it was, where did it?
It's Singapore. From Singapore. They're busy developing it at the Singapore University. And it's just amazing.
Not in a sweatshop.
Not in a sweatshop. No, the sweatshop is the other patch that they're going to be testing on with the lactate to power your device.
Oh.
Ah, see where you're going with this. And then finally, I've got something else for you. Talking about smartphones, if you feel concerned about your kids using too much, there's an anesthesiologist in Colorado who wants that particular state to become the first state to ban smartphones to sales for children that are younger than 13. And he's got boys aged 10 and 11, and he noticed a massive difference when they first got their phones. He says they became withdrawn, distracted, disinterested, playing outdoors was a no-no, and then he took their phones away, and this changed. But it's all about how much is too much. And, giving technology to kids at that age, is it a dangerous thing? Is it a bad thing? Well, the research is showing that it is possibly dangerous. The recent studies found that excessive media exposure, especially to younger children, can interfere with sleep, hinder social development, and even discourage physical activity. The 2017 Pediatric Academic Society have just concluded a meeting, and they found a direct correlation between handheld electronic media exposure and delayed speech in very young children. So don't let my delayed speech be any, a link to this research. But the recent study, which conducted at children from 18 months up until five, found that these kids are already being exposed to half an hour of screen time every single day. And this is just between the ages of 1 and 5. It's quite scary. And they said that a child hearing a story read by a parent, kids visualize the action taking place. They interact with the reader. They begin to link the printed words with language. Whereas a child watching a video is passive, and it becomes, reduces that kind of stimulation, and the device does the thinking for them. Mm. So their own cognitive muscles become a little bit weaker, they say. So it's interesting to see that kind of research that's being conducted in the world at the moment with kids and overexposure to technology. So parents, please be careful.
Absolutely. Screen time, very important to control it. Thank you, Aki. Have a beautiful week.
I shall, Eusebius. Have a lovely week.
Thank you. Is it Aki or Aki?
It's Aki.